Skin and Bone, written by Catherine Fox and read by Jennifer Valetic. Returning to work was supposed to be like getting back on a bike, or so everyone had said. By the look of the gutted house and knowing there was a homicide victim inside, it would be more like getting on two wheels without brakes, gears or handlebars. Kate braced herself for what would come next. "Let's get this over with," she managed, and put her half-empty coffee cup on the hood of the car. Fire crews packed up their hoses and equipment as a small gust of wind spread some ash across the lawn. Kate pulled her suit jacket around herself and protected her eyes with one hand. The group stopped at the front window. Glass shards lay on the outside, either blown out by the heat of the fire or smashed out by someone in a hurry to escape. Kate bent down looking for traces of blood on the fragments. John Zimmer clicked away, placing small yellow tags on the ground for scale and location in his photos. Kate looked closely at the windowsill. No sign of blood there either. The CSO photographed that too.
"We sometimes find fingerprints in the window, Putty," he said.
For Oliver's benefit, Kate added, "Anything the fire softens can show up prints." The new detective seemed to be paying attention, in fact, a little too closely. She felt his breath on her neck and told him not to crowd her. Like a scolded schoolboy, he blushed and apologised. Zimmer seemed to find something about that amusing. Working the house from outside in, they followed the CSO down the driveway and around to the back door. Peter Latham trailed behind.
"There's no sign of a break-in so far. This was closed and unlocked," the fire investigator announced before opening the white wooden door. "Stay," he instructed Bella, and she obeyed.
"He could at least have left the door open," Kate muttered.
"Is that because soot would have got onto the outside surface if it had been opened during the fire, highlighting any fingerprints?" Oliver inquired.
John Zimmer turned and grinned.
"There's that, but if our guy poured a trail of petrol, he would have been surrounded by a cloud of vapour. When he lit the match..."
He made his large hands into a ball, then opened them quickly.
"Kaboomza! He'd be easier to find, flash burns and all. It's the most common mistake arsonists make."
"He poured petrol over the threshold, shut the door, then lit it under the door."
Oliver seemed impressed by the planning.
"So he knows something about fires."
"Exactly," the CSO said. "Which means
he's probably done it before."